This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The president is sued by 16 states, and an actor is caught up in a hoax, or is he? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous President's Day. Here on the show, we are working, of course, for you, broadcasting live from Atlantic City, high atop the Borgata, which is one of probably the nicest hotels in Atlantic City, an area, by the way, that is starting to make a turn economically. They've taken a few pretty big hits in the recent years, but recently there are more people bringing convention business, etc., to the AC area, so that's good news for the people in the Atlantic City area who depend on tourism. In fact, a quick fun fact, I'll just throw this out. You know, I talk about numbers all the time, but in the Borgata Hotel, 4,000 employees. Wow, 4,000 employees. And I've never seen employees be so happy, even though there was long, long lines, longer than TSA lines. All right, it's not about lines, it's about suing. 16 states, I mentioned that number, are going to sue the president over the emergency wall declaration that happened last week. The suit is seeking a preliminary injunction against the prez, and it was filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. So what does that mean? I mean, you know, we knew there was going to be backlash, but specifically from a legal point of view, what are we looking at? And it was California Attorney General Becerra who said that he planned to file that lawsuit, didn't specify all the states, did say that New Mexico was involved, Nevada, Colorado, they were all part of the 16 in the end. California has repeatedly, of course, challenged the president in court. That's not new. They filed at least, did you know this, 45 lawsuits against the administration so far. So specifically, this suit is seeking a preliminary injunction against Trump's move to use federal funds to pay for the wall. And I mentioned already it was filed in the Northern District of California. We'll see where that goes. You know, you knew this was going to happen. And, of course, there were going to be other states involved. But it goes to, this is an unusual thing that hasn't happened. There's no precedent necessarily for this. It's, the reaction to this has been swift and wide, including there was the border wall facing some backlash from landowners who don't want the border wall to go up. I was reading a story today about a place in Webb County, Texas, and you've got this one side of the river, so picture this, 270 acres, and it's a plot of land that a guy named Gary Jacobs and his wife donated to Laredo, which is a very popular border town about 160 miles south of San Antonio, and of course then the other side is Mexico, and like a lot of the people in Laredo, there, Jacobs and his family are talking about President Trump's border wall, and they're saying it's a project that's not just engulfing the border, but, you know, so much more than that. And the logistics of the barrier, what's that going to look like? Thousands of creeks carry rainwater from South Texas, thunderstorms, for example, to the river that flows into the Gulf of Mexico. Would a wall be like a dam? Would it trap water on the U.S. side, and would it complicate the how Mexicans and Americans in that particular area share the river for their water supply? Again, I read a great story at Newsmax about this guy, his family, and something that you just don't, you know, think about. You think of the ranchers, you think of the landowners, certainly, but what does it mean specifically in areas like Laredo? And philosophically, what does that, you know, what does that mean as well for those people? And you're going to have eminent domain cases And some of those might take a hit. Then you think of pipelines, you think of highways, and that is super, super sensitive in some of these smaller Texas towns, for example, not just in Texas, but New Mexico and other areas, too. And the people there are not happy because they're concerned, what is that, what does it specifically look like to them? And what it looks like to them is, yeah, we might back the idea of the wall in one sense, but when we think about what it means to us in particular, it doesn't fit for what could possibly happen due to rainwater, for example, and due to other things that we naturally share with the people across the border and don't have a problem with it. So California moves the suit, follow the, you know, national ball. The national emergency could also have rippling effects in other areas of the country. And this is just the beginning steps, and we knew that, and that's not happening overnight. In fact, I think I said this, I talked to one lawyer I know who could end up being involved in this. There's going to be a lot of lawyers involved in it. And his thought was, you know what, this isn't going to be settled. This isn't going to be up, even when we're talking about the 2020 election. So look for more and more stories about these suits and landowners and reaction of Mexico, reaction on certain areas of the wall. And then, of course, ultimately the funding itself and the emergency, you know, measure. Wow, this one caught me by surprise. And I guess because I was flying, I mentioned that I'm in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and flying from our satellite facility in the DFW area to Philadelphia is pretty smooth, great ride. It was American, and I mostly, to be honest, travel American, but I have occasionally taken Southwest, and I was reading a story about Southwest Airlines that they're under investigation by the FAA, focusing on their weight and balance calculations. Whoa! Think of how critical that is before takeoff. So this came out in the Wall Street Journal, and they started doing this, I guess, in February of 2018, and there have been no fines. They haven't had any kind of an enforcement action, but they're investigating it. They're trying to determine the performance data that they have. They're not disclosing the investigation until they're satisfied that Southwest is using corrective measures and they're consistent and they're sustained. But that says to me, obviously, they've had a problem where they're talking about the weight of bags, cargo, passengers, where they're positioned on the plane to help determine things like where fuel's needed and takeoff and landing speeds. And, you know, you got to think about this. And Southwest has said it, that they've been calculating weight and balance and doing it that way and haven't had problems in the 47 years, and that they switched to a new system that was approved by the FAA in August of 2017 to improve reliability and accuracy, and they made more changes in 2018, and they have had a test at three airports apparently, and they're scanning each bag as it's, this is fascinating, they're scanning each bag as it's loaded onto the plane. It's something that's already in place, by the way, at other airlines. And bag handlers have manually been counting bags because of Southwest's technology priority for the past couple of years was not in the bag area. It was in the reservations system. So how important is that weight and balance? Hello, very. And how are they doing it? And you think Southwest, 4,000 daily flights, and could they have had inaccurate weight information data during certain periods? Yikes. When I start to hear that, that starts to worry me. All right, we're up against it. I'll meet you on the flip side. Promise, promise, and we're going into the mailbag.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
First of all, I love tortoises, so you know I'm already going to like this book, and I know I'm going to like this author, but she's in our virtual green room. Lori Rao has written a book called Tortoise the Tortoise. It's a children's book. But I think even adults can pick it up, but certainly adults can pick it up to read to the children in their lives. There's no doubt about that. Lori, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So I do believe we have a fascination with tortoises, with turtles, with any kind, shape, big, small. And I definitely have since I was a kid. Did you have a fascination with the tortoise?
You know, I do love tortoises. The fact that they can live for such a long time and are so resilient and have been on this earth for so long is just fascinating to me.
And I think that's the reason it's fascinating to me, too, as well. So when you decided to tell this story and put it together, what was your inspiration for the story?
Well, I have been volunteering in a program called SMART for the state of Oregon. It's Start Making a Reader Today. And the idea is volunteers go into grade schools, K through third grade, and read to the kids and have them read to us to help them reach their reading level that they're supposed to be at for their grade. And in reading all of these different stories, I just thought, you know, I want to give it a shot, and I have an idea. I like the Aesop's fable, The Tortoise and the Hare, when I was a little girl. And so I thought, well, I bet I can do an updated version of that, make it a little bit more kid-friendly, and maybe have a nice life lesson in it. So that was kind of what started me down that path.
And when you come up with tortoise and you tell the story, I love that Aesop's fable to update it, because I grew up like you. I grew up with that story for sure, and it definitely, actually, it really had an impact on me. So when you take the twist and you come up with your story, tell us about your story. Tell us about tortoise.
So So Hortus the tortoise lives at the zoo, and his friend is Honey the bunny. And when I envision them, I envision Hortus being kind of a middle-aged tortoise and Honey being a little bit younger. And Honey wants to run this race, and Hortus isn't really into it, but because he's a good friend, he says, I'll do it for you. And so when they start the race, of course, Honey is way ahead, and she's teasing Hortus a little bit about how slow he's moving. But eventually she tires, and so he actually picks her up and carries her over the finish line with him so they could do it together as friends and finish together.
Wow. So that is a definite twist. When you named your characters, how did you pick out the names? The names are clever.
Well, I was doing a rhyming book, so I had to, like, a name that rhymes with tortoise. So that's how Hortus came. And then I just thought Honey the Bunny gave the character I wanted for her, you know, that she was sweet, maybe a little naive and young, just kind of a little honey.
I like that. So I'm going to say this again. Lori Rowell's with us, of course, and the book is called Hortus the Tortoise. It's available on Amazon.com, Kindle, of course, Barnes & Noble, wherever you can get great books. And what do you hope kids get out of your book when they read it or someone reads it to them?
I hope that they can see that sometimes, even if you don't want to do something, you do it because you're being a good friend, and that teasing isn't always a really good idea because it doesn't end up well in the end, and that sometimes winning isn't the goal of a good friendship. You know, that sometimes doing things together and succeeding together is more important than being first place.
Ooh, that is a great takeaway. And you talked about SMART and what you're doing there in Oregon and how that's encouraging children to read. Were you surprised at how easy the stories, it seems like to me, poured out of you?
I was and I wasn't. I have always liked to read myself. I grew up, you know, with the Dr. Seuss rhyming book. And I've always kind of had a fascination with, you know, trying to make a story rhyme. And so this was a really fun journey for me to take. It did take a little while for me to get it all down and make sense and have a full story that, you know, kind of followed the Aesop's fable but had its own twist. But I really, really enjoyed that journey of writing it. And, you know, figuring out from beginning to end.
Yeah. Tell us about, because you would visualize your characters, I'm sure. Tell us about the illustrations.
So the illustrations were actually done by someone else. This was self-publishing. Mm-hmm. And so I had to send really detailed thoughts of how I wanted each character to look and how I wanted each page to look and what and I would get a draft back and I, you know, tweak it a little bit and go back to them and say, you know, I want tortoise or Hortus to be more this color and I want Honey to look like this and I want the background to be this way. And so someone else actually did the illustrations under my direction. So there was a very talented person behind all of the illustrations.
Yeah, and that's the way it is with most people that do children's books, unless that's a particular talent they have. But I love that you went back and forth, and you still had to come up with a vision. And maybe in some ways it can be harder because you're thinking of what do they look like, what are you getting back, and you can still have a talented artist illustrator on the other side, but then you felt like they nailed it in the end, it sounds like.
Right, yeah. I think I was really happy with the final product. You know, it looks to me like how I had envisioned Hortus and Honey to look.
Yeah, and it's great that, you know, you think of the kids and you think of kids reading this, and then you try your hand at writing a book with these life lessons. And in the end, for you doing the book and putting it together, did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I really enjoyed it. It was just a pleasant thing to be able to come home from work or on the weekends and just kind of, you know, sit and think about it and plot it out and make it happen.
When you got the books, when finally it's all put together and, you know, you get the package in the mail and you open it up, the box, what was that like?
It was like the best Christmas ever. it was so amazing to see something that you kind of plotted in your head and wrote down on a piece of paper to come to life.
I love it. And we're speaking with Lori Rowell, and Hortus the Tortoise is the name of the book. You get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, of course. What's interesting is your background. Tell everybody what you do for a living.
I actually am a banker. I've worked for the same bank for 29 years in the same department, and absolutely love that job. I really enjoy what I do. I work for the international banking department, so I'm helping importers and exporters with their transactions, you know, exchanging money for goods.
Wow. And it's interesting that you would be a numbers person and you're doing this banking thing, and as you said, you've done it for 29 years, and then you've got this book that you read on the side. And were you inspired by family at all? I know, like, I'm inspired by my nephew, and I'm wondering if you were inspired by children around you.
I have a number of nieces and nephews, and actually great nieces and nephews, and I do spend a lot of time with them, and they are inspirational, and just watching them and seeing what they're into and what's important to them is inspirational for me.
Yeah, oh, I would imagine. So now you've got Hortus the Tortoise out, and you tell everyone Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, great book, read it to kids. Hey, I'd say even get the book and donate it where people are reading to children in honor of Lori, really, because of what they're doing in Oregon with SMART. Start making, you know, a reader today. I'm sure wherever you're listening to me, there are other programs like that around the country. So what's next for you? Will you do another book?
You know, I would love to do another book, and I actually have one pretty much written, and I'd like to do a sequel to Hortus and Honey, maybe send them to the park instead of on a race, but it will depend on if I can find a traditional publisher or not. Otherwise, unless I win the lottery or find a traditional publisher, the stories will probably just stay with me and my family.
I love that. Lori, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Miami, Florida, President Trump places more pressure on embattled President of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Regarding Venezuela, former State Department official Christian Whiten on if troops will be needed in Venezuela.
I don't think it'll come down to the need for the U.S. to go in. To the extent Maduro conducts extremely, does very bad things or threatens our national security, it remains an option. I think it's good the president hasn't taken it off the table.
California and a dozen other states are filing a lawsuit challenging President Trump's national emergency declaration. That's at least according to California Attorney General Javier Becerra. Regarding when we can expect these legal challenges to all play out, USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny believes,
well, it depends upon the Supreme Court and how quickly they want to take this up. But if it goes through the normal process, it could be all the way to 2020, the election.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the show, Elaine Pasqua. She's a certified speaking professional. She's put up all kinds of amazing programs on these college campuses and with professional athletes. In fact, on positive choices for pro athletes from 31 teams across the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, the most notable Division I college football program she's been involved with, and collegiate athletes at more than 650 campuses nationwide. And she's exhausted, but she's here. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm energized, actually. My work energizes me, Kate, because I love what I do.
Yeah, and I understand about the numbers. You know, it's like I say when I talk about, breaking through and being in the locker room, that I've been in 780 locker rooms, and somebody said to me the other day, you must be exhausted, and I'm like you. We're very similar in that way. It might be that New Jersey background. So let's dive into it. What is it that pushed you in this direction? How did you start this kind of a career?
Well, it all started, my mom and stepdad both died of AIDS-related complications. He contracted the virus from a medical product that was made from human plasma and passed it on to my mom. And so because they chose to keep their infectious status a secret and didn't get the love and support at the end of their lives that most people do get because of their secrecy, I wanted to speak out more. So I got my mom's permission about a week before she died to finally tell the truth and to share the story. And so first first I started speaking about HIV and AIDS. For 2 years I was working with health professionals and you know, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, all sorts of organizations. And then I called a college, and Delaware Valley College here in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And the Dean of Students mentored me and got me on the national circuit. And so I first started speaking about HIV and AIDS, and then 2 years into that, I realized that students needed, there were many more topics that needed to be addressed, because we're seeing the high-risk drinking connected to the unprotected sex. We're seeing the sexual violence and sexual assault, the drug abuse. So I broadened my area of expertise, and about in the early 2000s, somebody from a campus said, you know, you should really be focusing on collegiate athletes, and because they are higher-risk students, they work hard, they play hard, and I listened to her. And so, and around 2001, I created a niche for working with collegiate athletes. So I typically work with about 60 campuses annually, and most of my work is with athletic departments. And then about 8 years ago, I started working with pro athletes. It started with the New York Giants, and then went on to working for the NFL league itself, and then working with the NBA and doing training for their developmental league teams. And I've worked with 4 different Major League Baseball teams as well.
Wow. We go back to your mom's story. What a way, Elaine, that must have just been devastating to hear that news, but what a way to turn that around and try to help other people. And so now you fast forward through all of the different folks that you've touched. You must think somewhere your mother is smiling that you were able to do this.
I'm hoping. My aunts and uncles have all come to see my program when I was speaking in New Jersey, and they were saying, your mother would be so pleased. And I did get her permission, so it wasn't like I was doing this against her wishes. And so that makes it a little bit easier. But I tell people the most painful experience in my life has taken me to the most gratifying. And never in my wildest dreams, one, did I think that this would become a livelihood. I did it for free for the first 2 years because I just wanted to prevent people from going through what my family went through twice. And then little did I know that it would propel me to going on to working with the leagues. You know, I remember standing there on Park Avenue looking out of the window from the NFL league office and looking down the streets going, geez, who would think that little old Elaine Pasqua, who grew up on Gertrude Street from Clark, New Jersey, would ever be standing here. So you just don't know, Kate, where life is going to take you. I'm sure you feel the same way, too.
Oh, absolutely. When you go to these college campuses now, and you've been doing this for a while, what do you find? Do you find that the athletes, the collegiate athletes, do they open up to you? Is it tough to get them to open up to you?
No, because first of all, I think my stature helps. Somebody at the Baltimore Ravens said to the person at the Tennessee Titans who was thinking about bringing me in, said, she walks in the room, I don't think she weighs 100 pounds wet. They take one look at her and they go, what the heck? And then she opens her mouth. It's that Jersey girl moxie. So my stature, I'm 5'3". I'm small boned and tiny. So I'm very unassuming looking, and I'm not judgmental. I mean, and I think a lot of it is from where I grew up. Again, you know that too. Mm. We're not judgmental. We have this energy. We have this open frankness, and they do open up to me, and they confide in me. I mean, I've had even NFL players pulling me out in the hall and sharing the most intimate details of their life and going, how do I work through this? What do I do? And so they're very, very open. Last year, I was at Temple University for 2 days, and instead of me doing my scripted program, they had me meet for 45 minutes with each individual team just to have casual conversations. And Kate, it blew me away. It just, the conversations that I was having with full teams and the way they opened up, I learned more from them than they do from me. It's remarkable.
Yeah, no kidding. So what do you find is the, you know, what is the quandary of the pro athlete? Is it the single guys that come in and all of a sudden they have this money and this power and this adulation, and now it's a rush, and they've got a lot of women interested in them, and they don't know really how to navigate the terrain? Or what do you find?
You saw summed it up completely, all of that, you know, because there's so many temptations. Again, the money, the temptation, many of these athletes are coming from families that didn't come from financial means. And so now they've got all the cousins and the relatives hanging on and thinking that they're going, there's a lot of pressure to support other people. There's the entrapment by women. And this is one of the things that I focus on, because I talk to a lot of the rookies about sexual assault and sexual health, and they're really confused. Studies are showing that young women are more sexually aggressive than we had seen in the past. And so a lot of the guys are going, well, wait a minute. I mean, I'll go round and round in circles with these guys, because they'll, you know, I'll tell them things about consent and the law, and they'll go, well, wait a minute. Why am I the one that's getting in trouble when she's the one who started it? Or why are somebody from one of the NFL teams brought up a good point and said, why is it that when you have somebody who has accused another individual of sexual assault, they don't reveal the name of the victim, but they will reveal the name of the person who is accused, whether they're guilty or not? And even if they're not guilty, there's a seed of doubt and a cloud that will always follow them and hang over them. So I'm trying to get these guys to think with their brains and not with their other body parts, and to not get caught up in the moment. It's like, if you get involved in a hookup with somebody you don't know, you're taking an incredible risk, because you don't know who this person is. Maybe they're trying to entrap you. Maybe we also see a lot of young women try to get pregnant. You know, they entrap these guys into the pregnancies because they see them coming and they think, cha-ching, I want to ride on the coattails of their success. So I am trying to get them to think. I had an NBA player say, you know, after the program, he said, I never thought about the entrapment, but after you talked about it, I went and listened to all my tapes or my stories from the past, and I thought, oh, so that's what was happening. So a lot of times they're not even aware of it.
Wow. So, and we're speaking with Elaine Pasqua, certified speaking professional. Boy, what a powerhouse. She's worked with pro athletes. She's worked with all these Division I college football programs. She's heavily sought after, has really built quite a career. When you look at the younger guys, you look at the college football programs, etc., what are you hopeful for?
What I'm hopeful for is, one, that they understand that they're ambassadors of their university, of their athletic department, and that the behavior that they engage in off of the field is going to be under the same scrutiny as the behavior that they engage in on the field or on the court. So I want them to understand. People are looking. We're living in a time of suffocating media attention. Anybody can whip a cell phone out of their pocket, take a picture, send it viral, and ruin someone's reputation. So I want them to be remembered for their stellar performance on the field. I want them to be to build a legacy that they're proud of. And I also want them to stay on track for the future, because one, how many of them are going to go on to pro sports? How many get into pro sports who are injured and their careers are shortened? So we want them to finish school. We want them to think beyond sports and building a future for themselves. So it's all about saving their reputation and knowing, understanding that one night, one inconsequential decision can change the rest of their lives. I even had, I don't name names, but an NFL player who I was with when he was in his senior year in college, and he was accused of sexually assaulting a young woman. And we talked recently, and he said, you know, I want these guys to know that one night can dramatically change their lives. And a lot of times there's misunderstanding. They think that they got consent, and then it turns around and turns into a very negative situation for them.
Wow. Elaine, if somebody wants to find out more about you, where can they go?
They can go onto my website, www.elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Pasqua, P as in Peter, A, S as in Sam, Q-U-A.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. So they can find me. And then my phone numbers, my contact information is on my website, so they can feel free to call me and reach out, and I would love to work with them.
Perfect. Elaine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it. It was fun to talk to you today.
the trees, hiding behind you on my hands and knees, sizing your body up.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talk to Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, especially when I found out we were going to talk about something really cool. Nutrisystem has just launched a new program called DNA Body Blueprint. I was so intrigued by this. It kept me up, in fact, as I was digging into this. So, Dawn, first of all, I'm just going to ask a simple question. What is Nutrisystem's new DNA Body Blueprint program? What's it about?
Well, it's really exciting. It is a simple, effective, secure-at-home DNA test that uses a proprietary algorithm, and it really produces a personal action plan for each user's body based on eating behaviors, nutrition, and metabolism that will help them get healthy, lose weight, and on their journey to optimal health.
Well, it's really interesting. I was reading about it on your website, and I noticed there's a picture of a woman who has done her DNA body blueprint, and it says things like, some people have a carb eater's gene, some people have a slow metabolism gene, some people have a sweet tooth gene. I'm guessing that if we can identify these things that are in our body, then we can use that information to actually help us lose weight.
That really is the key, because knowing what you are sensitive to or what your you know, pitfalls are, if you will, is really helpful. And then some people, they say they want to live a low-carb lifestyle, but they really have nothing that would indicate that they would lose more weight on a low-carb diet. So, you know, it really depends. But this test is really cool because we provide you with a 30-page report and access to counselors to really talk about your personal results, and then we help tailor a weight loss program that will best meet your needs.
Don, it's such a brilliant idea. And when I think of Nutrisystem and all the conversations we've had, I always feel like you're on the cutting edge and you're listening to what people are saying. Was that the idea with this DNA body blueprint, knowing, hey, this is another step and people would get the counseling and they would really understand what's going on?
Yeah, when I think about the journey that people and the way that the world is progressing, it's all about customization and personalization, and we've done a lot over the last few years to really customize the Nutrisystem program. We also added South Beach to our product line, which is a different way of losing weight. But I think this personal concept of personal nutrition really is the way that science is going. So we worked with our science advisory board. We partnered with some really cool companies out there and people and developed a program that is just so interesting because I believe knowledge is power, and knowing more about yourself and how your body works really can help you in living a healthy lifestyle.
You know, Dawn, when I looked at this and heard about it for the first time, I thought, Dawn Zier went to MIT. Mm-hmm. We've talked with her about training as an engineer. You know, this is a very clearly anything with DNA, you're on the cutting edge. This is really bringing science to weight loss in a whole new way. This must have been really thrilling for you to be part of this project, just given your background and your interest in engineering and being a grad of MIT.
I love it. I think certainly it's one of the coolest things that we've done. And you know, the interesting thing about DNA Body Blueprint is that it's not really about just losing weight. It really is an action plan for optimal health. So you'll learn things that will help you once you stop being on a weight loss program. You'll learn about triggers that you need to avoid or things that you can do that will help you keep the weight off. You'll learn about just things that you might have sensitivities to that will make you feel better if you avoid. So I think it's very interesting, and I think it expands beyond just the traditional weight loss categories that we've always spoken about, which to me is what is super exciting because it really is about optimal health.
Absolutely, and listening to you talk about this is more and more intriguing, and I'm sure everybody listening is thinking, wow, how does this test work, Dawn?
Well, if anybody's done the test to find out, you know, who your ancestors are, it actually is very similar, and it is a swab test. You know, we send you a kit, you swab, we then send it to the lab, and we then, based on that information, develop a 30-page report of select information that talks about, you know, how your metabolism works, what are your eating behaviors that you need to be aware of, what nutrition elements are good for you, what do you have adverse reactions to. So it's really cool.
We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. We're talking about their DNA body blueprint. You know, Dawn, as I was looking at this, I was thinking, you know, I kind of jokingly referred to myself as having a sweet tooth. And the DNA test, I'm sure, would reveal that. I already know that. But I think what's most interesting to me is the kinds of things that this might reveal about me that I didn't know. And you sort of touched on that. There might be certain types of foods that I shouldn't eat because my body reacts in a way that maybe makes it hard for me to lose weight or makes it easy for me to retain weight. Or I might learn things about my metabolism that could have an impact not just on my diet, but also my entire lifestyle, because I may better understand, oh, the reason I get tired at this time of day or the reason I'm wide awake at this time of day, I'm imagining I might be able to glean those kinds of things from this test as well, just by looking at the DNA results.
Sure, absolutely. You'll learn things about how your body processes fats, how it processes carbs, how it processes protein. If you have a gluten sensitivity, you could learn about that. If you, again, the sweet tooth, the salty, which I think just gives you confirmation of things that you might want to be careful about, but it gives you a whole wealth of information that I think really helps you plan. Again, it's your own personalized program, your action plan to getting to be the healthiest version of yourself that you know, that you can be. It will even tell you, you know, are you deficient in certain vitamins?
Wow. So, Dawn, I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm thinking about all the diets. I mean, let's face it, since I was a kid and my friends, no matter what we look like, it seems like we're always talking about this diet, that diet, whatever it is. And why is it? You know, we see that sometimes one diet works for one person, and they say this is the best thing ever, and then it doesn't work for another person. So I would imagine with this DNA Body Blueprint program, that would kind of end that.
It certainly will give more insight to what works best for you. So, again, things that you should avoid, things that you should do. And to me, that's what's really exciting is the uber personalization of this, which I think is where everything is going. And to have it on a journey of health is extraordinarily exciting. And, you know, it's just the beginning because there are so many different directions that we can take this sort of program in.
Dawn, you mentioned that after someone does the swab for the DNA Body Blueprint, and we're talking with Dawn Zier, she's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. After someone does the swab and sends it in for the DNA Body Blueprint program, they get a 30-page report, and then they have access to counselors and things like that. Once I have that report and I'm talking to that counselor, what's the process like for me to work with the counselor to figure out the right food program or diet program for me going forward?
Well, that's really up to you. It's how much information you want, how much tailoring you want. Are you using it to lose weight? Do you want to use it for maintenance? And the counselor would be able to work with you on that, tell you what foods you should eat, what foods you might want to avoid. There's even, you know, exercise components that can be incorporated in based on your DNA.
So when you developed this program, and Greg mentioned your MIT background and thinking of the report and the counselors, so intriguing, honestly. How long did it take to develop this at Nutrisystem?
Let's say we were working on it for a little over the last year, so about 18 months from concept to really thinking about it, doing the research against it, and then developing what we wanted to do, finding the right partners. And, you know, it's early on, so we're still in the process of, you know, tweaking it, if you will, you know, making sure that it works best for customers, that our communication is what we need it to be, that the report is optimized to give customers, people the best learnings that they need to move forward and be successful.
I'm guessing that part of the process here, even though you've been working on this as long as you have, part of the process was just science and capabilities in the DNA field in general.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think you could have done this even 3 years ago. Probably the technology didn't exist to make it happen.
I would agree, or the mainstream acceptance. I think that's the other part of it, too. So it's certainly something that's been on our radar for years, because we do believe in personalized nutrition. But, you know, part of that, exactly to your point, Greg, comes down to the timing and when is the market ready for it. So it was on our radar, and we didn't really, you know, push the button to go on it until, you know, relatively short while back.
Wow, fascinating. And I wondered too, Dawn, you're talking about 18 months to develop it. Did people at Nutrisystem try it? Did you have guinea pigs, in other words?
Oh, of course. That's one of the things we do like to do. We try all the programs. We eat all the food. We're active participants in everything that we do. And then, you know, we find based off that as well as off what, you know, our actual customers are saying. But, everybody was pretty excited at the company to be able to try this. And, you know, we're all talking about, you know, different elements. Are you this? Are you that? Do you have this? Mm. And so it's kind of fun.
Neat. All right, Dawn Zier, this is fascinating. Thank you so much, President and CEO of Nutrisystem.
Thank you.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222. or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.